on and give him some praise. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9. Jeremiah, chapter 9. We're going to start with verse 23. You got to say amen. It says, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Thank you, brother. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord. Come on and give God some praise. He said, let not the wise man. What is a wise man? Wise man is one who has wisdom. Wise man who has all his wits about him. You know, that's old saying, he got all his wits about him. A man that's full of experience. A man that has a lot of shrewdness in him. Man that have ability to do things, to form things, and to make things, and to create things, and to display them and express the meaning of those things that he had the ability to do. He's skillful. What God is saying here, he's trying to show Israel. He said that this wisdom that you have, I gave it to you. Let me read you a scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 2 and 6. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The prerequisite of wisdom is to fear God and to have his understanding and his knowledge. See, Israel, God is saying, don't let this wise man, this skillful man, this man that has this talent in him, you know, to become a multimillionaire, this man that have a talent, he can make things, he can do things. This man can write poetry. This man can quote the scripture. This man, he said, let not this wise man glory in his wisdom. Why? Because it doesn't belong to him. Everything that we have, God gave us. And he went on to say, Father, if you're going to glory in anything, glory in that you know me and that I am the Lord thy God. I'm the one that provided everything. I gave unto every man according to his deeds done in this earth. My father passed at 93. And he passed on a whole lot of wisdom from his experience and from everything that he done in life. He passed it on to his children, all of the wrong things he done, all of the good things that he done, he passed it on. And when he died, he didn't take any of that with him to the grave. When Jesus came and died and laid the foundation for you and I to abide in, to walk in, he gave us his word. He said in John, the 17th chapter, I think it was, when he's praying that last prayer to the Father. He said, Father, you gave them to me. I'm giving them back to you. I told them everything that you told me to tell them. I instructed them in everything. I instructed them in the wisdom that they had. I told them about what's on the inside of them. I'm the one that raised up the tabernacle. I'm the one that's going to be tabernacle in them. He said, I gave them everything. And then he took all of that he'd done to the cross. nailed it on the cross, all our sins, all our unrighteousness. And then he hung his head and died. Don't you know he didn't take any of this with him out of this world? He left it unto you and I so that we can have the wisdom of God. He's telling him that we will have the ability to make things right. We would have the ability at the opportunity time as an indication of maturity and development. In other words, I can make a right choice that's bounded by the word of God. He said in Isaiah, the first chapter, Isaiah 1st chapter and 3, he said, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. He said, but my people knoweth not, neither do they consider that I am the Lord thy God. I'm the one that healed you. I'm the one that brought you out of Egypt. I'm the one that blessed you. I'm the one that give you the wisdom that you got, but you have contaminated. Why? Because you have not considered the source of the what you have on the inside of you. Man will take that wisdom that he knows, and he will exalt himself. See, that's what they was doing here. They was exalting themselves, and they were saying, well, look what I done, like the rich man. You know, I did this. I planted, and it come up, and I stored it. I had to build me some more barns to get all of this stuff. He might have planted it, but God gave the increase. He might have sowed it, and he might reap, but it's because of God gave him the ability, hallelujah, to do what God has given him. God give each one of us got some talents up in here, and I can't do what you do. When I took my aptitude test, when I went into the service, I took an aptitude test, and I bet you everybody in here done took one. Took an aptitude test, and they came back with the score, the results. They said, you have a mechanical ability. That means that I like to do things with my hands. I like to take things apart, put them back together. I like to use tools. I love using tools. But that's what I can do. That's the talent that God has given me. The ability and the wisdom and the knowledge. But guess who stirred that up in me? God. I didn't do it on my own. I had no idea I was going to have to go to college for 4 years, a trade school for 4 years. But it takes God to stir up that ability and that knowledge that's in us. That's why he told Israel, he said, the ox know his owner. He said, and the ass his master's crib. He said, but Israel, you don't even know who you are. You don't know your master. You don't know your Lord. You don't know who raised you up. You don't know who brought you out of Egypt. You done forgot about who brought you out. You don't even consider this. What was God saying when you don't even consider? You don't understand. God said, you do not understand. That's basically what it means, that you don't have any understanding. You're not able to do what God has raised you up to do. Having this understanding, being able to deal wisely. See, a lot of Christians can't deal wisely because they try to do it their way. They can't do it wisely because they want to base everything up on their experience. And when you base everything up on your experience, and that's why a lot of church people are going hither and thither, looking for a man, looking for a word, going from man to man or church to church, place to place, looking for that word, glory to God, which is going to lead you to trouble or joy. And the joy only lasts as long as the excitement lasts. After excitement is over, glory to God, how shall you stand then? We need God. God is the author and the finisher of everything. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein belongs to God. I belong to God. You belong to God. God know our heart. He know it better than you and I know it. But a lot of times, people try to seek their own way, find their own way. And you ain't doing nothing but wasting a lot of time trying to find out about yourself. The problem is that we need to know him. And when you know Christ, which is the object and which is the power, then God will teach you about yourself. Until then, you're just wasting time. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Keep your mind stayed up on him. God will bless you. I ain't done nothing. I just use my ability. God put me in people places. He put people on and gave me favor in their eyesight. As I told y'all before, they said I was going to fail. Five of us. I didn't fail. I retired. Glory to God. See, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, all of your effort, all of your ability, if you will acknowledge him, he will direct you in it. And you can't go wrong. This is a threefold thing here. He said, a wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man in his might. That mighty man, strong in mind, valiant, upright, one who excels. How many people in this world have excelled? It's full of them. But they don't know Christ. How many have excelled in the ministry? But they have not considered where it came from. A lot of the things, a lot of the churches today are commercializing. They are not evangelizing. Come on the air and they sit there and you never get a sermon, but you get all of the glamour. You get all of the advertisement. They tell you how many records you can get, how many albums you can get, how many Bibles you can buy. But until you know God, those Bibles and those albums is not worth a hill of beans, glory to God. But if you want some glory, you need a glory in God. He said, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Why? Know that I'm God. Know that I'm the Savior. Know that I'm the healer. Know that I'm the deliverer. Know that I'm the one that makes you strong. Know that I'm the high tower, a place that you can come to anytime you're in trouble. Know that I am the one that's with you when you lay down. Know that I'm the one that's with you when you get up, glory to God. Know that I'm the one that's on the highways and the byways with you. For I am the Lord thy God, and I healeth thee, and I deliver thee, and set thee free. Hallelujah. Mighty man. When we get to know God, then it's a transforming experience in our lives. And let me explain this about knowing God, because a lot of people think, well, I got saved, that's it. No. A lot of people think when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's it. No. A lot of people said, well, I spoke with evidence of tongues, so that's evidence that I'm baptized. So that's it. No. A lot of people think because God has raised him up to be a fervent prayer warrior, that's all. But I read in my Bible where it says God is an unlimited God. He's infinite, glory to God. That means he's unlimited. That means he's past finding out. So glory to God, salvation is not enough, glory to God. Speaking in tongues is not enough, glory to God. Being a prayer warrior is not enough, glory to God. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to persevere, glory to God. You got to grow into maturity after maturity after maturity, glory to God, until Christ calls you home, until he end this ministry that you're in. And when he end this ministry that you're in, you ain't going to take it out of this world, glory to God, but you're going to go home like Jesus to be with the Father, and you're going to abide with them forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. the mighty man. He said, don't let him glory. He said, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Don't let the rich man glory. What happened to the man that was in hell? And you know, he was rich before he left here. And he's talking to Abraham. He said, why don't you dip your finger in the waters and give me just a little taste of it on my tongue? Abraham said, I can't do that. Because there's a great fix between you and me. In other words, I'm free, but you are not. I worked on it. I kept the faith, but you didn't. I fought the good fight, but you didn't. I heard the word of God, but you rejected it. Hallelujah. I was transformed and renewed in my spirit, but you rejected it. A lot of people are going to fool around today, and they're going to be caught with, I almost said something, you know, it was old saying, caught with your pants down and all that stuff. When God come back, they are going to be lacking. But I don't know about you, when he come back, I want to have on my traveling shoes. I'm gonna make a change, glory to God. The shoes that I got on now, Brother Tony, I'm gonna change them. They're not going out of here with me, glory to God. These clothes I got on, if God was to come right now, they are not going out of this world, glory to God. But I'm gonna go out glorified. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go out glorified with God. And when I see him, the Bible says, then shall I be as he is. Hallelujah. That I may know him. A lot of people are seeking to know themselves. Some people spend a lifetime trying to find out things about themselves, all to do it in vain. It's just a waste of time. Preacher said in Ecclesiastes, he said, I've seen great things. I've seen many experiences. I've seen many abilities. I've seen people do this. Even I've done it myself. And he said, I came to one conclusion, that it's all vanity. In other words, it's senseless what I've done. I wasted all that time just to end up where I'm ending up right now. Why? Because all this that I did, all this that I glorify him, I can't take it out of this world with me, glory to God. For it belongs to God. And when God said that God said, I'm going to do away with everything, glory to God, because in heaven I ain't going to need no gold. In heaven I ain't going to need no clothes. In heaven I ain't going to need no joy, because I'm going to be the joy, glory to God. In heaven I ain't going to need to be looking for peace. Why? Because I'm going to be with the peace giver, glory to God. In heaven, glory to God, I'm going to reign, but down here in the meantime, I'm fighting the good fight of faith, and that's what God wanted people to do, to fight the good fight of faith, to stay on the course, glory to God, to stick to his word, glory to God, to abide in his word, to live according to this word. You may have this word deep down on the inside, but if you're not living it, it's no good. It don't do you any good. People say, well, I'm gonna have me a self-examination. Well, it's good you examine yourself, but do it according to the word of God. Know where you stand in God. Know whether or not you know him. See, to know God is when you get in trouble. Know God when you're sick. Some people, I say, I know him. I can attest to that. I know God that is a healer. But that's not enough. I know God is a mind regulator, but that's not enough. Why? Because you got a work to do. We all got a work to do. And we can't hinge on one thing that God has blessed us with. Because when we hinge on one thing, we begin to exalt ourselves and said that I'm so good, God did this for me. Something must be wrong with this one and that one because God is not doing that for them. Glory to God. God is a mighty God. He's an unlimited God. God can do for others what he done for you. If they are sick, God will heal them. Glory to God. It's all based up on the word called faith. Glory to God. If they are sick, God will come along and heal them just like he healed you. He's the same God for them as he is for you. Glory to God. So you're no better than the next person. Glory to God. You don't have any more glory than the next person. You don't have any more anointing than the next person. You don't have any more the word than the next person. Why? Because God has given us that opportunity at the right time and the appropriate time. He says, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing this word of truth. The scriptures, they are no good in a book. They got to be written on our hearts. That has to be a manifestation of this word, a fulfillment of this word in our lives. People look at you. The center man is supposed to look at us and know that we know God. They supposed to see God in you and I. How? Through love, through peace, through joy, through understanding, through wisdom, through knowledge, through comfort, through help. They supposed to see that in us. And let me tell you something. If it's in you, then God, you don't have to worry about an audience. God gonna send people your way. Why? Because he know that you are ready to work that ministry. He know that you are ready and you're not going to give up. You're not going to lift yourself up in glory in your wisdom. The wisdom of the scripture, you're not going to lift it up and say, well, I've done this. I'm so good that God gave me all of this. And you begin to glorify yourself. God said, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am God in his life. God is God in our lives, whether we are right or whether we're wrong. I remember as I was growing up, my father always told me one thing. He said, son, he said, don't let anybody make your decision for you. You make your own decision, whether they be right or whether they be wrong. That way I don't have to answer to nobody but me, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. But God said, know this, that I'm God. In other words, know that you not only are you going to answer to yourself, but you got to answer to me. I don't want to stand before God. And I done been down here, now I'm down here 75 years. I done been down here 75 years. I hope he give me another 75. Because if he do, he going to give me the strength. He going to give me the might. He going to give me the ability. Because there's no sense in me being down here if I'm 100 and some years old and I'm a vegetable. Glory to God, I ain't about to be planted. Just take me on home. I'm no good being a vegetable. The word of God is a live word. It's lively. It's active at all times. As long as we're on this earth, we should want to be active in the word of God. It ain't no shouting message. Well, let me read you the conclusion of it. He said, I am the Lord, verse 24, which exercise, that's what he said, Sister Maker, which exercise, which does, which lives, which moves, which does. The one that's tabernacle on the inside of this tabernacle. You are that tabernacle. He said, which exercise what? Loving kindness, judgment. Now, God ain't telling for us to go out and start judging nobody. That's not the judgment he's talking about. He's talking about at the opportunity, the time that you can give somebody the word of God that would help them along the way, that will get them out of the trouble that they are in. He said, love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. It's not in heaven, in the earth. He's talking about down here. He's trying to tell Israel about themselves right now. God is trying to tell us about ourselves right now. He's trying to tell us to stand still and know that I'm God. Quit searching yourself and doing this and searching here and running there and to and fro, hither and thither, up and down in the earth like the devil. He said, quit running to and fro and put your mind up on him, up on his the things that he delight himself in, and that's righteousness and judgment and loving kindness in the earth. In you and I. So what do we have to consider? God. It all boils down to God. But a lot of people today are ignorant of God. And God has revealed himself in the earth. A lot of people are misguided because they go to and fro. The Bible told us to study. He didn't say the preacher study. He didn't say the teacher only. He said you study to show yourself approved. You read the scriptures because they're good for doctrine and reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. You read them. So while I don't understand them, when Jesus left here, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send back another teacher who reveal all of these things that I have taught you in the past. Reveal them to you. Bring them to your mind. See, man know right from wrong. And the Holy Ghost will reveal these things when you're wrong. He'll reveal them when you're lifting up your own self. He's a guide. He's a counselor. He's an instructor. He's a teacher. He has the ability to stir up the ability in you to point you to the right ability that you have to make the right choices, to keep you, to guide you. It's all about Jesus. It's not about you and I. It's all about letting Christ abide in us, and we abide in him. And when we abide in him, then can we ask anything in his name? Asking anything in his name, what is that? That means that I got to bring the spirit realm into the natural realm. How many people know that? You got to bring the spirit realm into the natural realm. The only way we're going to believe is you stand on the word of God and have faith in God. But the manifestation of it, the only way you're going to believe it is when you can see it or when you can feel it. So you got to call those things that are not as though they are. Bring the spirit realm into the natural realm and let it manifest itself in the natural realm. And then can you glorify God in the things that you have before you? But going back to this, God said, don't let the wise man glory in his wisdom. Don't let him think that he's done everything and can do everything. There are some people that are so excelled in life, they think that they are God. Those God, they worship themselves and they worship God. Most of the gods are made by their own hands, their own mind, their own reasoning. And when you start reasoning those things that you think you laid your hand to and applied your hand to, you're going to begin to lift up yourself and to glorify yourself. But the mistake is that you don't have an understanding who and what you're worshiping. God giveth wisdom, but out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. I got to know about this word. We got to know about this word. We got to understand this word. We got to have knowledge of this word. How are you going to use something if you don't know it? How are you going to use it if you don't have no knowledge? You say, well, I'm a scholar. Don't mean nothing. You still need the Holy Ghost to define the revelation, knowledge of God. I've been to seminary school. Good. I've been there too. But I don't have a piece of paper to hang over my desk because I decided to get it written on my heart. Hallelujah. That's where it counts. You don't need a piece of paper to say you did this or you did that. All you need to do is be pleasing in the eyes of God, and God will exalt you in due season. Come on and give God some praise. Israel fell. That was why they fell. Because they didn't consider God. And it was not going to be fulfilled. If you read over in the scripture, I think chapter over there in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, I believe it is, or Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 54, I believe it is. It tells you the reason that Israel failed is because of this, because they didn't consider God. And this only way that they can come out of this is it has to be fulfilled, what they spoke of in Isaiah. The only way we're going to get out of this thing, the scriptures have to be fulfilled in our lives. Just because you know them doesn't mean that they're fulfilled. But the word of God is a lively word. We are lively stones. So you got to live this stuff. Jesus lived out the ministry that he was in. He lived it every day. Every day it was up on his mind. Why? It was up on his mind. Why? Because he was dying for a dying world. He was dying for mankind. So he had to make sure everything was taken out, glory to God, by his blood. And when he died, he didn't take it with him. He left it with his people. He said, my people that are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and ask for forgiveness. You say, well, I ain't got no wicked ways. That's because you don't know yourself. You try to seek out your own self, you're going to find out there's a whole lot of stuff in you you don't know about. Some of it's going to frighten you. You're going to quit digging and let God have his way, because he's the only source that can transform you and cleanse you by his word. So that doesn't make any difference how many diplomas I got, how much wisdom I got, how much might I got, how great I excel, the ability that God given me, I used it. There's more than one ability in you, more than one talent in you. But I liked it, that one. And so I retired. But then I find another jewel. Sister Mary Cab hidden in earthen vessels. One that you don't retire from. One you just keep on keeping on. One that you got joy every day. One that you got peace in the midst of the storm. One that if you go and you fall down, there's a source come along and pick you up and tell you to run on and continue. I'm with you always, even till the end of time. That was the jewel that Jesus left. And that's Christ himself on the inside of us, directing us and guiding us and keeping us from all trouble. So I need Jesus You need Jesus every step of the way. You need him for every decision that you make. Because sometimes our decisions fail. Sometimes they don't last. Sometimes it look good from the start and it'll last for a little while, but then the bottom fall out. But not with God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's an infinite God. He's unlimited. He's all power in heaven and earth. There's no power but his power. There's only one God, and that's him. There's only one Lord, and that's him. There's only one Holy Ghost, and that's him. There's only one that can reside in the tabernacle, that deserves to reside in the tabernacle, and that's Jesus. Some people worship the wrong God, just like the heathen did, an unknown God. You got to know in whom you put your trust. You got to know God. See, if you know God, you won't be one of those worry warts. If you know God, you won't be one that every time a trial come along, you cry, oh me, oh this and oh that. If you know God is continually knowing him, is increasing in wisdom, increasing in his knowledge, increasing in his understanding, increasing in his ability, increasing in his might, all the way home. There's no time out. They're taking occasion to the flesh. That's why we need Christ. Because when we let our guards down, we take occasion to that which we know, and that's our own self-righteousness. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and know me. Know God. How many want to get to know God in the power of his resurrection? Glory to God. That means that we got something to do every day. That means that we got agenda every day. That means that we don't have to go looking for it. It's already prepared for us. All we got to do is do what it said. Study to show ourselves approved. Approved of what? Prove to see whether we're living right. Prove to see whether we have faith in God. Prove to see whether, glory to God, we're walking right. We're walking uprightly before him. Prove ourselves, glory to God, that I can stand the test of any storm that come along. Why? Because our faith is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior and our Deliverer. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. Everybody stand. Every day, God give us a brand new opportunity. Every day. Every day, God is trying us and testing us to see whether or not are we called by his name. See whether or not do we know him. Praise God. I'm going to ask everyone to come to the altar. Everyone.